Everything that rocks.
All right, good morning.
Bless it.
712 Brock Hunter.
How you doing?
What's up, you ass?
There you go.
Anyway, we're going to take a full look at your forecast here in a little bit. Right now, though, let's do your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. And as we always say, don't wait till it's too late to call them, okay?
Yeah,
don't
right.
wait, for God's sake.
End up like that movie, Meet the Fockers.
Yeah, exactly. On your wedding day, terrible. Awful.
Ooh.
Awful news. It's just a game. God. anyway. Let's start with some awesome news. This is good news. You know what? In a year filled with horrible, awful news, here's some good news. The Keeping Up with the Kardashians is in their last season. That's right. They're getting canceled, man.
Dude, the weight. You feel the weight lifted off your shoulders.
Kim announced on social media that the wildly popular reality series is coming to an end.
Oh my God. Hey, so how much time we got here? I'm gonna go pour a drink. What do you want? You like Jack?
Pop the bubbly, son. This is a time for setting. We need some champagne, buddy.
Seriously, everybody gets like 15 minutes. Let's go get a drink.
Celebrate
this occasion.
Good news. Kim wrote, "It is with a heavy heart that we've made the difficult decision as a family to say goodbye to Keeping Up with the Kardashians."
Thank God.
She went on to say in part that she was grateful to everyone who watched for all these years. It officially goes off air early in 2021 after 14 years, which as great of news as this is, I think we can be mad at society a little bit for the fact that this horrible family was on air making money for 14 years.
14 years of my life.
Yeah.
There were times where I had to sit there and listen to people talk about these clowns.
Yeah. Yeah. And hopefully this is it. Hopefully this is the end. And we will never have to hear of them ever again.
What's the date today?
On this day, September 9th of 2020.
I do doubt proclaim on this day the world. It's great news. It's great news because this
has become a better place. Right.
How much you want to bet? What did I say that was going to end in 2021? Sometime in 2021 after the show's canceled, another sex tape is going to be leaked, and then we're going to have to deal with another 14 years of these monsters.
Yeah, come on. Let's be honest. They're not going to go away. They're just canceling that show. That show's done. Now they're just going to do something else.
Yeah. Yeah. Just
now, you know what? It's going to be worse. Now they're all going to do their separate things, and then we're going to have like 8 more shows.
Oh, God. Yeah, instead of one horrible show, we're going to have 8 horrible shows.
It was hard enough to dodge just one.
Keeping Up with the Kardashians. God.
Seriously, though, I'm going to go have a drink.
Yeah, no, pop the champagne. Lastly, Facebook is pretty much admitting how bad social media is for democracy because now they're going to pay users to shut down their accounts before the election. They'll get up to $120 to delete their accounts before the end of September. It's all part of a study to examine how people vote when social media is taken out of the equation. Facebook has already banned political ads starting the week before the election. So even Facebook, like the people there are like, yeah, this thing that we have is not good for society, all right? It's not good for our democracy, country.
You people out there, see what you've done, though?
Yep.
You've made it become this thing where it's such a big thing now. Do we have to talk about this right now? Remember when Facebook was just like an application? That, oh, yeah, you have Facebook. Oh, I'll say something to you.
Dude,
now it's just like this powerhouse of a...
I feel bad now for making fun of people taking photos of their food and posting it. Like, I would rather just see it full of that and cat memes where it used to be instead of, there's nothing better, too, than when, like, someone posts something and then someone will comment back, did you actually read the article? Because it's completely different. And they're like, well, no, I didn't read the article because the headline says it all. And it's just, oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's terrible.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, it's just a lot. Right, especially right now, it's just like it's all political. It's like, how can I avoid that?
This is very appealing to me because I have three Facebook accounts I'm responsible for. I have my personal one, and then I have my Brock on the Radio one, and then I have my my WIRX one. So I have to watch three different pages, and it's just. It's horrifying what it does to the human brain. So I may be in this. My personal one may be gone. And $120, that sounds pretty good. That sounds pretty nice.
Yeah. You ever feel like just going like full-blown troll? Like there's so many things like you type up and you're like, I just can't do it. I got it, you know.
Oh.
I feel like a jerk. You know, like, but it's getting to the point now where it's just like you almost have to do it now. Just to let your brain go in the old Facebook world. Because some of the things that people post and say, the keyboard warriors, you're just like, you were telling me about one yesterday, got you all fired up. And I'm like, dude, just post it. Just hell with it.
And it, you know, like the problem is it wouldn't do any good. You can't argue with ignorance. And it's so funny. Like you want to try and put logic online, but there's no such thing as logic online anymore. No. You can't do it. You can have the most thought out argument with facts and proven statements. And you could send that to whoever made the ridiculous post. And they'd be like, nope. That's jihad. Freedom of speech, bro.
See people nowadays pacing in front of their laptop with their hands on their head, just screaming at it. What are you saying? Oh, just let it go.
I've taken on the mantra of WWJT. What would Jesus type? And there's so many times where I try and put myself in Jesus's sandals and go, okay, would he type this? Would he type this? Probably not.
Come on, be honest though. There's a couple things Jesus typed up and he had to delete. He's like, I'm Jesus. I can't do it.
Even God's son's like, no, I'm just gonna. All right, I got to get off. Yeah, offline
this son
for
of a
bit.
Bitch though. I'm telling you, he's wrong on this.
A few times, WWST, what would Satan type? That's what I really want to type up there. Just, yeah, right. I'm going to give it to you. So, anyway, there you go. If you want $120, delete your Facebook account. And who knows, maybe it'll save you that heart attack you're going to have at 54 because you're so angry at what was said online.
Screaming at your laptop.
Yeah, you know when the robots uprise, it's not going to be because of other. It's going to be because we've been yelling at their screens for so long that there's like, I can't take it anymore. I'm done. We're just going to wipe y'all out.
You yelling at me?
It wasn't me that put this on there. It was your Aunt Karen. Bleep blorp. I don't know. All right, yeah, there you
calm
go.
Calm down, Karens. Calm down, Karens. Calm down out there.
That's your morning dump.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock 107 WIRX, everything that rocks.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Hi, this is Dirk.